important points here are the wind-up of the hips and body, the extension of the left arm, and the cock of the wrist, indicated by the angle between the left arm and the shaft of the club.
Oh, my goodness. In your life have you seen anything like that?
This crowd has gone deadly silent. Cinderella story, out of nowhere, a former greenskeeper now about to become the Masters champion.
McConnell Buick GMC presents Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Randy Bergen and Danny Spivey.
And thank you. Welcome to another edition of Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show as we talk golf first right here on the Golf Broadcast Network. Hey, we're broadcasting live from Timber Creek Golf Club in Daphne, Alabama today. Glad to have you on board with us. I am Randy Bergen. Danny is out. He's going to be on assignment for the next couple of weeks. So I go to the bullpen and I grab the big guy, the closer, the mental caddy, the raging Cajun, the owner and general manager, Timber Creek, my good friend, Mr. Rob Bradley. How you doing, pro?
I'll tell you what, I'm excited, Randy, as always, on our Sundays that we get to spend together. But this Sunday's kind of a unique Sunday. There's somebody that's making a move.
Well, you're absolutely right. We've got a ton to talk about today as the PGA Tour comes to a close for 2018. And guess who leads it? If you don't know, you're right. That's right, Tiger. Tiger Woods leads. All right. Well, we're going to hear from him today. We'll hear from him today. Plus, we'll talk some Ryder Cup as they crank up from Perry a little later in the week. And I'll get you caught up on the leaderboards as we'll also talk a little football. Got to do that. That's the Alabama game yesterday. And
yes,
it was fabulous. So we'll talk about that throughout the show. Big show for you today. But, hey, before we do anything, if you're headed over to the PC area, we say it each Sunday, you've got to check out our friends at Sheridan Bay Point. Go ahead, call 850-235-6950. Set your reservations up today. If you've not been there, you're missing out. You really are. If you've been there, you know exactly what we're talking about. You can't wait to get back. 850-235-6950. As a matter of fact, in a couple of weeks, 2 weeks, I think, we're going to be broadcasting live from over there.
Oh,
so excited about that.
That is a beautiful area.
Wonderful place.
Yes.
Ryan Mulvey, the general manager of Bay Point, does a wonderful job over there. We're glad to be over there with him for a little bit. Hey, the fall issue of our magazine will be out soon. What that means for you is great golf discounts by simply going to our website at southernfairwaysgolf.com. Check out the tab that says Discount Golf. Also, the magazines are free, so pick one up today. Again, go online for the digital version at southernfairwaysgolf.com. You can also check us out on Facebook and on Twitter.
It is time for your leaderboard update brought to you by Ping, Play Your Best, and by Lake Forest Yacht and Country Club in Daphne. Experience the difference.
Well, the fourth of four events in the Web.com Tour Finals, Web.com Tour Championship, will finish up today from Atlantic Beach Country Club in Atlantic Beach, Florida. Austria's Sepp Straka leads by one at 18 under. America's Lucas Glover and Denny McCarthy, along with Australian Curtis Luck. Remember?
I told
you the story about him. Played golf with his granddaddy.
You sure did.
They are just one shot back at 17 under. The Euro Tour is wrapping up the 12th edition of the Portugal Masters. The leader, Englishman Tom Lewis, sits at 22 under. The PGA Champions Tour is in Sioux Falls, South Dakota for the Sanford International, where Brant Jobe and this guy is smooth. Steve Stricker, one of the nicest guys out there, they lead by one at 10 under. And on the PGA Tour, well, they wrap up the 2018 season at the Tour Championship, East Lake, Atlanta, Georgia, where one Eldrick Taunt Woods, you know him as Tiger, he's at 12 under and has a three-shot lead over Northern Ireland's Roy McIlroy and England's number one golfer in the world, Justin Rose, who sit at 9 under. Got to give congrats to last week's winner. Wu Ashun wins on the Euro Tour last week. Sangmoon Bae on the Web.com Tour, and Angela Stanford wins the LPGA Major. She was in France also, right there in Paris, she won the Avion Championship. So there you go.
A lot happening in the world of golf.
You are now officially up to date on the happenings in the world of golf. And that's your leaderboard update brought to you by Ping. Play your best and by Lake Forest Yacht and Country Club in Daphne. Experience the difference. Tell them we sent you. Hey, today on the show, on our Jason Young State Farm Insurance guest line, we're going to have a great friend, a guy you've been knowing for a long time, Rob. He is the man. We had a great conversation yes. with him. National Sales Representative for Volvic. He's going to be on. Joe Young will be on with us coming up at the bottom of the hour. Excited to talk with him. Listen, you got to hang tight because it's going to be fun. This guy, he's a trip.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. I'm excited for the audience to get to know you and I's good friend, Joe Young. We've had the benefit of knowing him for about a decade now. He has an unbelievable insight into the golf world.
He does.
And I think the audience is going to be really, really interested in hearing from him.
You really will be, no doubt. That comes up at the bottom of the hour. In the next hour, we'll talk with Mitch McConnell. We'll talk golf. We'll talk some football, as he was at the Alabama game also yesterday. And we'll talk some automobiles with him.
So, I love hearing from Mitch. He always has some great insights.
We'll see what Coach Saban had to say about
That's
yesterday's
right.
game. There you go. Hey, want to remind you, there is only one event left on the GCGA Tour. It is at Rock Creek, the Tour Championship that happens next month, October the 21st. If you're looking for competitive golf and a ton of fun, the GCGA Tour is where you need to be. Go online, GCGATour.com. Congratulations to last week's winner, Randy Little. He got a beautiful trophy. He got a lot of dollars yeah. out there, and he leads the Tour Cup right now.
He does.
Yeah, he's won twice this year.
Oh my gosh.
And the guy is playing some fantastic golf. I gotta give Terry Bowen some kudos out there. Terry Bowen played as good a golf as you could play. I think he shot a 67.
Wow, great
and,
score.
And we had to go to a scorecard playoff.
Oh my gosh.
Which you hate that.
No, you do.
You hate that.
You do, but, because he left everything out there.
He did.
But I'll tell you what, Randy, that tour, just for the people that are out there listening, and you've been on that edge, you know, you just hadn't pulled the trigger of getting out there and joining the tour, please get out there and join this tour. This tour is for you. It's really one of the most fun golf tours that you ever could be a part of. And you have an opportunity. You truly have an opportunity to wind up in the winner's circle no matter what your handicap is.
Well, and thank you for saying that because you're absolutely right. It does not matter what your handicap is. You'll play with guys that are equal to you because it is a modified stable for point system, which means hey, if your handicap's a 20, you're going to be playing against guys that are 20 or with guys that
yeah,
are 20.
Yeah, so it's a very comfortable environment. You know, sometimes competitive golf can be very, very intimidating. You've removed all that, and you've made it a fun tour. And I think your jingle is this is their tour.
This is your tour.
This is your tour.
This is your tour.
So it depends on which way you say it. That's your tour.
There you go. Randy Little, we mentioned him. He leads right now. But let's not forget Tom O'Brien, who is right in there as well. I'm a little ways back. I had an okay day. I missed some putts.
Well,
we're going to talk.
You're talking to a guy that understands. When you try to run a golf tournament, folks, give the golf pro and the tournament director a little bit of a break. This poor guy, he was running and doing everything to make sure y'all are having a good time. So the fact that you get out there and you shoot as well as you do is admirable.
It's a lot of fun. Check it out, GCGATour.com. Hey, we are going to be giving away a bunch of golf today.
All right. Yes,
so you
got
to get your fingers ready. 251-343-0106, 251-343-0106. Some things are going to be happening with the show that we're very excited about. We'll be talking about those over the course of the next couple of weeks as well. A lot of good things happening. So stay tuned on that.
Buckle up. Right. Hold on. Here we go.
Before we take our first time out, what you got going on over here at Timber Creek?
Hey, I really appreciate it, Randy. We have a membership drive that is unprecedented. It's a six-month trial membership, unlimited green fees, unlimited cart fees, unlimited range balls, and the initiation is waived. It is only $200 a month. Please come on over and take advantage of this opportunity. If you'd like to get involved, it's 251-621-9900. We believe that if you come on over, you experience what we have to offer here at Timber Creek, the 27 holes, rolling terrain, beautiful practice area, you're going to want to stay.
Let me tell you something. We're going to talk about Timber Creek. If you haven't been over here lately, you got to get out here and play. Fantastic shape. We'll talk more about that.
Thank you.
Hey, when we come back, let's hear from Tiger Woods, all right? We'll do that as we continue right here on Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show. Hey, we certainly welcome you back to Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show right here on the Golf Broadcast Network. I'm Randy Bergen, hanging out with me, the owner and general manager, where we're broadcasting live from. We call it our home away from home, Timber Creek. Mr. Rob Bradley hanging out with us, and I appreciate all that you do for us, Rob. Y'all do a wonderful job out here, and we talked about the course conditions out here at Timber Creek. Guys and gals, I'm telling you, if you've not been out here lately, you got to come out here. The greens, you heard Kenny Zook say, the greens are slick. Well, I'm telling you, they're pretty slick here, too. You got them rolling about a nine and a half, and really in good shape. One of the things, we're going to talk about Tiger in a minute, and I'm going to give away some golf. But
yes,
one of the things I do want to mention is, you know, we've had a lot of rain. It's hot. Rough is up. Okay,
yes.
I'm going to pull a tip from you here. But it doesn't matter where you go play. You know, even last week we were down at Gulf Shores at Craft Farms, and the rough is up, all right? It's here. It's up. That's part of it. That's why hitting in the fairway is a premium. That's why they call it a fairway.
Yes.
All right? So, I mean, wouldn't you just love it if you didn't have to?
Yeah.
You just didn't even have to cut it?
Absolutely.
It was all the same? Well, there's a difference. Premium, rough. I mean, a fairway. Rough, not premium.
That's so right. Well, that's why your show's called Fairways, right?
Yes, Southern Fairways. That's
because that's the positive. And Southern Fairways. And the neat thing, though, and we've been getting some complaints, just being honest, into the golf world. This is our audience, and they're very familiar with us. And there's some frustration about the length of the rough. And I just want to remind the audience out there that the maintenance crews across our listening audience are doing the best they possibly can under the conditions that we're presented with.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's raining, it's hot, yeah, and all that. But
yeah,
you're going to have rough. That's part of it.
That's
so,
right.
Guys and gals, you're going to get in the rough from time to time, which leads us into a great tip. When you get in that rough and you can barely see the ball,
yeah,
what do you need to do?
Well, there's a universal principle that if you find yourself in a hole, stop digging. And I think that's a wonderful principle. If you find yourself in the rough, get out of it. And what
you
I mean,
use that in life too, couldn't you?
Oh, I think we'll parlay that into the theme for the show today, and that is that if you find yourself in the rough of life, make sure that you wedge it out. Okay, and you'll find that in America, the game has gotten a little bit too easy compared to our European and Scottish friends, and that is that a normal shot when you play over in Scotland is that you have to wedge it out. Mm-hmm. And what that means is that sometimes you even have to go backwards, okay, to get yourself back into the fairway.
Right.
So, hey, that's where I'd start. And that is that you say to yourself, I'm in this rough. I look at my lie. My best alternative may actually be to take a sand wedge and wedge it out into the fairway. And then look at it and just progress from there. And that if you have the luxury of advancing it with a 7-iron, go ahead and do it, you know. But don't make the mistake of trying to get too aggressive.
Okay, let me ask you this. Is there a principle, okay, if your ball is deep laying at the bottom of the grass,
yes,
you can just barely see the top,
yeah,
you don't want to go in there with a big iron. You want to go in there with a lower wedge, a 9-iron.
Absolutely.
Probably more than an 8-iron.
Yeah.
Try to get out of it. If you see about half the ball.
That's right. That's a good way of saying it, Randy. I like that because you really do need the mass of the club to get through the grass to be able to propel the ball out, and you're going to find the most mass in your sand wedges, in your wedges, in your 9-iron, your 8-iron. But if you see about half the ball, you could go ahead and advance it. You can, because you look at the ball is 1.68 inches in diameter, and you've got a pretty good hitting area. If all you got to do is get below that center axis, and if you can get below that center axis, it will get up there. And if you look at really the way the utility wedges or the hybrids are designed today, that's what they're designed for, is to get that rough moving so you can get access to the ball.
You know, that might bring up another tip a little bit later on.
Yeah.
Do I have a flyer or a non-flyer?
Yes.
Okay, when I'm
yes,
in that rough. Because
absolutely,
that can depend on what club you might need to use as
yeah,
well. Hey, let's do this. Let's go ahead and give away some golf. I'm going to give two rounds of green fees here at Timber Creek. Right now we'll take the third phone call at 251-343-0106, 251-343-0106. You're going to get the two rounds of golf here at Timber Creek. Listen, it's real simple. Whether you're playing here, playing anywhere on the Gulf Coast, hit the fairway.
That's
all
it.
Right, hit the fairway. That's
and if
what you
get
want
out
do
of it, if you're in the rough, get out of it.
There you go.
Yep.
Hey, it is the final day of the Tour Championship.
The last few weeks have been a true testament of talent, tenacity, and toughness. but all good things must come to an end. And right here, right now, is where it all comes to a head. This is Make It or Break It Golf. You either win here, or you don't. The pressure is mounting, the stakes have risen, and the field has lessened. But an elite group of contenders remain. The fiery young gun on the rise. The man coming off a long-awaited breakthrough. And a legend hoping to make a comeback for the ages.
Makes it a clean sweep in Atlanta.
They have so much to gain and so much to lose. But eternal glory is there for the taking. And there's no time like the present. Welcome to the showdown of all showdowns, where lives will be changed, dreams will be realized, and the ultimate prize will finally be won.
FedEx Cup champion.
Who will that be? Who will be the FedEx Cup champion? Well, got to give you a real quick update. As you know, Tiger Woods leads right now 12 under. He'll tee off at about 1 o'clock our time. Rory McIlroy, along with Justin Rose, those guys, three strokes back at 9 under. John Rahm is at 6 under, along with Kyle Stanley. Paul Casey, the Mitch McConnell twin brother lookalike.
Yes.
He, along with Tony Finau and Billy Horschel, those guys at 5 under. Dustin Johnson at 4 under, along with Shoffley and Justin Thomas, Aaron Wise, Gary Woodland, those guys are 400. So, listen, let me tell you, yeah, we got some stats here for you. And I got to – listen, I'm a Tiger fan from the golf standpoint.
Yes.
From outside of that, I'm really not.
Right.
Because of some things he's done personally.
Sure.
But there's also some of that about challenges.
Yes.
That we have to battle every day. And you see what happens. He has challenged or battled and battled and battled. And now he has come back and – you know, we've been the big critics. We've been critics that says, he swung and he hurt his back. Oh, my goodness. Now he's withdrawing. Well, he hadn't withdrawn.
No, he hasn't.
All right. He has gone out and he has put out there. And I got some stats for you that I think you're going to find very interesting on Woods. And listen, he's 42 of 44 with a 54-hole lead.
Oh, my God.
Okay?
Yeah.
So for him to come back and get this win, we talked about a little bit last week with Bobby Hall. As we were doing the GCGA down at Kraft Farms, what it will do not only for golf for Tiger to win this is immense what it will do for him. Now, he's got 79 wins, 14 majors, all right? I don't know if he's going to tie Jack Nicklaus.
Right.
I don't think he's going to beat Jack
Nicklaus.
I only know he's
like
going to tie it.
Right.
But one of the things you have to look at 42 years old, Sam Snead was 47 when he got his 80th PGA Tour title. If he can hold on, just play like he's been playing.
Yes.
That putter's been working for him. Play like he's been playing. He could get his 80th after 1,876 days since his last win.
And yes, and that really offered a perspective for me, and that is that I've always said that Sam Snead was the best because you just simply look at the number of wins. And if Sam won his 80th at 47 and Tiger's, what, 42?
42.
Yeah. Hey, that puts another perspective in it. And then you said about putts. You know what he did? He's made 100 yards of putts in 3 rounds.
That's
crazy. A football field.
That's crazy. But you know that what it does do is it goes and shows you exactly the way these greens are putting.
Yes.
These guys are loving East Lake.
They are
absolutely
what a beautiful
as a good
facility.
A shape as they're going to get.
Yeah, that's right. And the setting is perfect, isn't it, for golf right now? And that is that it's a beautiful venue. It's Tiger Woods. And even Rory McIlroy said this morning or maybe yesterday afternoon, I'm not sure when he said it exactly, but he said, you know, I used to dream about being in the final foursome or threesome with Tiger Woods on Sunday.
Roy said that. As a matter of fact, we're going to hear that clip from Roy a little bit later on. Yeah.
Good.
But real quick before we take our time out, let's hear what Tiger had to say after his third round yesterday.
I felt hot early, for sure. I was hitting it absolutely dead flush. The putts I was hitting were going in, and you know, from there, I just tried to just, you know, hang in there and try to make, you know, if I could add maybe one or two, you know, that back nine would be great. But I figured the guys weren't going to be doing much out there, You look at these hole locations, you know, before the day started. Could we get them the night before? And I figured, you know, a low round would be 66 or 65 today. And happened to be 600 through 7. I'm right where I need to be.
He is exactly where he needs to be. A three-stroke lead, and I got to tell you, I feel like he finds a way today to hang on, keep that. He's going to be challenged a little bit.
He will,
all right? But it brings up some interesting numbers, and we're going to talk about those coming up in a little bit. What does that mean for number one, Justin Rose?
Yes.
Does he win the championship? Does he win the FedEx Cup? Well,
yeah,
we'll talk
he's
about
projected
that.
To.
All right, we'll talk about
yeah.
all that. By the way, congratulations to Anthony Davis of Mobile. You pick up the two rounds of golf right here at Timber Creek. Don't go anywhere. When we come back, we talk with the national representative for Volvic. Mr. Joe Young is going to be on with us. So don't
yes.
go anywhere. It's more Southern Fairways Golf right after this. And we certainly welcome you back to Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show right here on the Golf Broadcast Network. I am Randy Bergen. Danny Spivey out on assignment for the next couple of weeks. I guess that means he's gone across the big pond.
Where is Danny? He's if gone, there's a Danny sighting, let us know.
He is out for a little bit. But standing in, our good friend, the owner and general manager right here at Timber Creek. We call him the Raging Cage, and the closer, the mental caddy, the big guy, Mr. Rob Bradley. Rob, I got to tell you, this segment's going to be a lot of fun as we go to our Jason Young, State Farm Insurance guest line, and welcome in the national sales representative for Volvic, Mr. Joe Young. Joe, how you doing, pal?
Randy, Rob, how are you, gentlemen?
We are doing fabulous, doing fabulous. I think, Rob, Joe, one of the things I want to ask you about Volvic is first off, you know, it seems like you've really started hearing Volvic over the last couple of years, but this is a company that that you've been around for quite some time. Tell us about it.
Well, next year will be our 40th year in business. And we have two of our own, wholly owned manufacturing plants. So we're completely vertical on the golf ball. We source our basic materials, we design the golf balls, and we manufacture them ourselves. And we currently operate under 55 worldwide patents.
Wow. Go ahead, Rob.
I was just going to say, Joe, one of the most unique aspects of the Volvic ball is the colors. Tell us a little bit about that. It always grabs my attention when I walk into any golf course, golf shop, when they have a really nice display of Volvic balls.
Yeah, well, thank you. Colored golf balls have come and gone, as you know, Rob, in our industry over the last 40 years. But with Volvic, we've been making colored golf balls almost since our inception. So it's part of our DNA, if you will. And 2 years ago, almost 3 years ago, we introduced the Vivid line, which had a matte finish. It's almost a fluorescent, translucent color, the gorgeous golf ball. And that's the golf ball that really had color getting traction. And momentum in the United States.
We're visiting with Joe Young, National Sales Representative for Volvic. Joe, let me ask you one of the questions. Your motto is that we use higher-grade materials for lower scores, and no amount of money will deny us from manufacturing the best-performing golf balls in the world. Tell us about your motto and what that means for the average golfer.
Well, you know, Volvic makes many different models of golf ball, all the way from the tour player down to the very slowest swing speed in the beginner. So each one of our golf balls are purpose-built. We make urethane-covered golf balls. We make non-urethane. We make three-piece. We make four-piece. We have golf balls from 45 compression all the way up to 95 compression. So each one of our golf balls is purpose-built for a specific player, and that gives us a lot of ability to penetrate the market. And over the last 2 years, our business in the United States has grown over 300%. And we're very proud of that. Our distribution is growing by the day. And I think we've really created a nice brand here in the U.S. over the last 2 years.
We're visiting with National Sales Representative for Volvic, Mr. Joe Young. Rob?
Yeah, Joe, one of the really exciting aspects of Volvic for the spectator is the long drive championship. I can't get away from the television when that's on there, both the ladies and the men's category. It's such an exciting event to watch. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I'll tell you, Rob, I went to my first long drive earlier in the year in Atlantic City. And it has the atmosphere of a carnival almost. The music jamming and young people everywhere. And it's just very, very exciting. And, of course, you know, they all use our Vivid XT ball, the Extreme ball. We have a consumer version. It's a four-piece, non-urethane covered golf ball, very low spin off of the driver. Our consumer version is 95 feet crushing, very firm, for high spin speeds. And the long drive version is 105 feet crushing. So we make a golf ball for those players that the average person just cannot compress. But I'll tell you, we're really excited about that. It's the only tour in any sport, really, where they certainly in golf, where they use the same golf ball, all the competitors. And, you know, that combined with, you know, over the last 3 years, we have had our own golf tournament in the United States. We're the only golf company in the U.S. that has our own golf tournament in the form of the Volvic Championship, the LPGA event in Ann Arbor. So the company is really investing in golf in the United States. And we're very proud of that.
Joe, I got to tell you, it's not only golf balls that Volvic deals in. You've got a product line. We're looking at them right now. And I can tell you, this Italian leather belt,
that's you, baby.
That's coming my way.
That's you, baby.
I want to order one of those for sure. But tell us about some of the other products that Volvic is involved with.
Oh, we make eyewear. We make golf bags. We make golf gloves. Headwear, and we're really starting to expand our brand here in the U.S. The brand overseas is actually quite larger. You know, unlike other companies who have, you know, two-thirds, three-quarters of their business in the U.S. and the balance elsewhere in the world, we're still reversed. So we're still in our infancy here in the United States, and we are poised, and we are building our operation here really to explode over the next couple of years. We currently have two distribution centers, one in Orlando, that is also our headquarters, and we have one in Carson City outside of Los Angeles, and both facilities have logoing capability. So we logo on both sides of the country for quick delivery to our customers, wherever they may be.
Visiting with Joe Young, National Sales Representative for Volvic. Rob, I know we're almost out of time here. Final question for you?
Yeah, just really an observation, Joe, and that is when I think Volvic, man, I think a lot of colors and I think excitement with a long drive. I'm so proud of you being the National Sales Manager for such a wonderful company, and it's well-deserved.
Well, thank you, Rob. You know, the colors originally attracted consumers to our golf ball. And when they purchased their golf ball, they found that it's the best golf ball they'd ever played. So there are many companies that are kind of drafting us on our success of the color and the matte finish. But what consumers find is once they've played the Volvic golf ball, they stay with it. So we're very proud of that. And we're happy to be with you and Rob. Randy, you know, Rob's a longtime friend of mine, and we all here at Volvic think very highly of him. So you're in good company.
I am, no doubt about it, for sure. Joe, I got to tell you, thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us. We look forward to developing a relationship with you and Volvic, and look forward to having you back on with us real soon.
It'd be our pleasure. Thank you, Randy. Thank you, Rob.
There you
okay,
go.
Okay, brother. Take
Joe
care.
Young, Joe Young, national sales representative for Volvic. I'm telling you, listen, long drives using it. A lot of ladies on the LPGA are using
yes.
it. It's becoming more popular on the PGA. Hopefully we can make some things happen too. And
yeah.
Well, see what happens.
A little whisper, a little bird told me that there's a very, very large possibility of a relationship building between Southern Fairways.
There you go.
Yep, and Randy Bergen and now with Volvic.
Well, that'd be really interesting.
Yeah.
Be really, really interesting. Hey, before we wind up this this segment, I'm going to go ahead and give away some more golf. Let's do two green fees with Court to Lake Forest, all right? Take the second phone call, 251-343-0106, 251-343-0106. Second phone call, you get the two green fees with Card to Lake Forest. It's in good shape as well. We've been talking a lot about Woods. We're going to hear from Rory in a little bit as we talk about the Ryder Cup as well.
Yep.
That happens this week. Our very good friend, Ron
Hickman.
Yep, and he's Ron over Hickman's there. Over there. He's one of the head rules officials. And also a good friend, Tom Karpis, who is a rules official, is over there. Tom's going to be on with us as well as Ron coming up in the next couple of weeks. And we're going to talk about that experience over there, which I've got to be honest with you, I think is going to be an absolute awesome Ryder Cup this year. We'll talk more about that maybe coming up in the next segment, but I think
how exciting it is to be a golf fan right now. You got Tiger 3 shots ahead, shoots 65 yesterday, makes 100 yards of putts. We got the Ryder Cup coming, and we've got the FedEx Cup. Do we
it's
need anything else
right
going
here.
On?
Let's just throw in a little mixture of football.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
It's really good. What? Went to the Alabama game yesterday.
Did you? Yeah.
It was awesome. I'm telling you, Tua is tough. Alabama's tough. There's some great players on that team. Congratulations to Auburn. They get the win over Arkansas.
Yeah.
That was big for them. How about Kentucky defeating Mississippi
oh,
State?
Oh, my goodness.
If you're a Mississippi State fan, I'm not gigging you, but
yeah.
I'm just saying, man, this is the first time they've had a 2-0 start in conference play, talking about the Wildcats of Kentucky, since 1977. I was in high school then.
They snuck up on us.
It's unbelievable.
I didn't see this coming.
It'll be interesting to see how the year finishes out for them, if they can hang strong on that. But maybe we'll talk some more football, certainly, at the bottom of the next hour with Mitch McConnell. That cat knows everything he needs to know.
You're right.
Football.
Hang on. You better buckle up when Mitch is talking.
Hey, the official World Golf rankings right now, Justin Rose remains number one. Brooks Koepka is number two. By the way, Justin could fall, depending on a couple of things, at the end of today's round. Brooks Koepka is number two, as mentioned. Dustin Johnson falls from number two to number three. Justin Thomas is number four. Rory McIlroy is number five. Francesco Molinari, six. John Rahm, seven. Bryson DeChambeau is eighth. Ricky Fowler moves up to ninth. And Jordan Spieth remains at number 10. So there you go. There's your official World Golf Rankings. But it was fun to have our friend Joe Young on our Jason Young State Farm Insurance guest line talk a little bit about Volvic. I'm interested to see what happens with that. It's a golf ball, by the way. If you're looking for color, looking for a little liveliness,
yeah,
you certainly get it with that. But you're also getting a good golf ball.
Oh, absolutely. So, it's got the whole package, and we'll talk about it more in the future.
We certainly will. Don't go anywhere. We've got more Southern Fairways golf coming right up. We welcome you back to Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show right here on the Golf Broadcast Network. Randy Bergen along with Rob Bradley. Glad you're hanging out with us. We will reward you with some free golf coming up in just a few moments. So get your fingers ready. 251-343-0106. 251-343-0106. All right. We're going to talk FedEx here in just actually, we'll talk FedEx now. I want to talk Ryder Cup in just a few moments. But Roy McIlroy and Tiger Woods will be teeing it up together. And here's what Rory McIlroy had to say about teeing up with Tiger and what Tiger had to say about teeing it up with Rory in the final round today.
It's a dream come true. I've imagined it so many times when I was a young kid, playing in the final grip of a big tournament with Tiger Woods, and I've played in, you know, final rounds with him before at the Masters, but we weren't in the final group. So to do it whenever we both have a great chance to win, it's going to be exciting. You know, I can't deny that. It's going to be a really cool experience. But at the same time, I can't get caught up in it, and I just have to worry about myself and go out there and try and shoot a good score.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. We haven't done that, you know, that much of late, because I've not been there. He has been there. He's won a bunch of tournaments. So it's nice for us to go back out and play against one another, to be in the mix. You know, there was a stretch there in one of the early starts of the playoffs when I think we had each other in the first three events of the playoffs. It seemed like we just couldn't shake one another. It was in the old format where the points didn't really change much. So, you know, we're in much better shape this time.
See, I think it's going to be awesome to have both of them playing together, because here's the way I see what happens. Roy McIlroy loves to feed off of good golf. Let's go back to Patrick Reed.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
That was incredible
really
in
was.
That Ryder Cup when they were matched or teamed up against each other.
Yes.
I think that with Tiger, one of two things is going to happen for Roy. Roy is going to stand up and take. He's going to match up with Tiger.
Yep.
Shot for shot. Or he's going to be so enthralled in this final round playing with Tiger, who's trying to win since 2013,
yes,
that he gets off track and loses where he is.
Well, I'll tell you what, I think that Rory recognized it in his little talk there that he cannot do that. He has to really be a professional golfer, and that is that he has to go out and play his game, which he has been in this environment before, but there is a difference with Tiger, and that's the thing that we all get so excited about, is that there is an intangible when Tiger Woods is dressed in red and black on a Sunday. And
yeah, but you know, the question is, and I think everybody has to go back to it, is
yeah,
is we say, okay, we know that years and years, 2000, Tiger, when he wore his red and black, you're fighting for second place,
yeah,
because you're not going to win.
That's
okay,
right.
Tiger's going to win. He had, yep, that domination. Do we see that? Is it coming back? Are we going to see that today? Are we going to see where Tiger makes a mistake that leads to another mistake that leads to another mistake, and now he drops back to fourth, fifth, sixth place,
yeah,
in the tournament? Can he hang on and keep his mind where it needs to be in order to win?
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, Randy, I think that's the question of the day, and that's why the whole golf world and probably many people just in the sports world are going to tune in today, is to see what happens, because that's an unanswered question. I'll say this, and that is that Tiger's been knocking on the door all season, so it seems as though he's right there ready to break through. It seems like it would be the natural transition from the second places that he's had and the top ten that he's had, that he would be in the winner's circle to me.
All right, let's talk about Justin Rose for just a moment. We know Justin Rose has moved to number one. He didn't win 2 weeks ago. He lost that two in the playoff with Keegan Bradley, which he should have won, but
yes,
he didn't. Anyway, he moves to the number one position, coming in second in that tournament. Well, he remains the man to beat for the FedEx Cup title. He trails Woods by three shots, as we mentioned, for the Tour Championship, but he's still projected the winner of the $10 million bonus.
Yes.
Now, Woods can still win the Cup if he wins the Tour Championship. And are you ready? Okay, now let's think about this. Here's the scenario. Woods can win the tournament and the Tour Championship, which would be the third time to do that, and no one's done that,
wow,
before. All right. Here's the way it happens. Rose finishes in a three-way tie for fifth or worse.
Okay.
Tiger wins. That happens. Or and he also needs Bryson DeChambeau, currently a T21, to finish in a two-way tie for 15th or worse, and Tony Finau, who is tied sixth, to finish in a two-way tie for third or worse.
Wow.
So
that's all possible.
Can he do it? Can he do it? Things can happen.
Oh, my gosh. Right? Isn't that exciting?
So that just kind of builds up. I think it just builds up this this anticipation for this afternoon. And they'll come on. They'll tee you off right after we get off the show today at 1 o'clock.
Yep.
So I know all eyes will be on that. Of course, you got football going on. But I can promise you, as soon as we finish up here, I'm headed to the couch.
Oh, absolutely.
And I'm going to be watching Tiger.
If Heinz Ketchup isn't doing their old commercials of anticipation leading up to this.
Maybe our producer, Philip, can get that queued up for us, anticipation. But, let me throw some other stats at you real quick, all right? Tiger Woods has a 95.5% win percentage when outright 54-hole lead.
Yes.
PGA Tour since 2013, 42%, all right? Longest birdie streak since 2012 at TPC Boston, 6 in his first round, okay?
Yes.
He birdied 6 of his first 7 holes, including the first, including 5 in a row, numbers 3 through 7.
How impressive.
Big. I just mentioned a few moments ago he's trying to become the first player to win the Tour Championship 3 or more times. He's projected to move to 13th in the world official world golf rankings with a win. All right. Now think about where he started.
Yeah, I was thinking about that, that number.
666, I think, is where he was. All right. Let's see. Yeah. Last PGA Tour win with co-lead all 4 rounds. That'd be 2013 at Doral. All right. He leads the field in strokes gained, putting through 3 rounds. All right.
This is good stuff.
He leads the field in scrambling through 3 rounds, 14 for 18. He's third in the field in strokes gained, tee to green through 3 rounds. What else you want to know? He won each of the last 3 instances leading field for a week in strokes gained, putting. We talked about his putting. Pretty doggone good. All right.
Well, we have a TV on behind us, and Tiger was just walking with that red and black on, and it looked like Muhammad Ali with the robe on walking into the ring. He had that stature, that physical walk, that stature that you look for, like he's going into a battle.
Hey, congratulations to Marilyn Scroggins from Foley. You get the 2 green fees with Cart to Lake Forest. And before we get out of this first hour, which is coming on extremely fast, talk about that. We started the hour out with challenges.
Yes.
You just mentioned he looks like Muhammad Ali coming in.
Yes.
All right. Here's a guy that's been through a lot of challenges since 2008.
Yep.
I was at the U.S. Open at Torrey Pines when he beat Rocco.
Yep.
In that playoff. Since then, it went kind of south for him.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Talk about the challenges where he is today.
Yeah. And I thought this was an opportunity, Randy, to talk about for our viewership, and that is that they're probably all faced with some life challenges and things that are going on in their life. And one of the things I think we've forgotten in a modern day is that we've looked to historically to our sports figures to remind us that there is difficulties in life and there is ways to overcome them. Different times where we were at war and things of that nature, we often look to sports figures to remind us how to rise up over and above the challenges. And I think right now you can use that as a metaphor with Tiger Woods, and that is that Tiger did have some very difficult times, some brought on by himself, but others were very, very sincere medical problems, difficulties that came up. He was a world-class athlete, probably the best, and he has some really challenging physical scenarios that took place, and it looks like he's overcome them. So I want to use that as a metaphor for the folks out there that the difficulties that you may be experiencing right now. Hey, Tiger Woods looks like he's about to bust through and get in the winner's circle again. Use that as some fuel for the challenges in your life.
As we say, everything is temporary. Everything is temporary.
Yeah.
And it just so happened to be a 10-year temporary stint for Tiger Woods.
Stick to it, if necessary.
I'm really curious to see how he does today. I personally think that he comes out with a victory. He is this close. He's smelling blood in the water.
Yep.
You see the stats. Obviously, these stats
there's some vultures
are the old.
Following.
These stats are from the old Tiger, yeah. I think. But I do believe that he says, hey, look, I'm here. I've got a 3-shot lead. I don't think he goes conservative. I think he still continues to play aggressive, so watch that aggressive swing. because you know what happens when you go conservative. How many times have you watched a football game?
Right.
And they go
Auburn University.
Yeah, they go in that. They go into that mode of
prevent
defense,
yep.
And they get scored on.
Absolutely.
Okay.
You can't do that. And one of the things that I think with Tiger right now is his driver, Randy. He's hitting his driver extremely well. If Tiger hits fairways, there's nobody can beat him. It's that simple, and I think it parallels right into what you were just saying, and that is that he stays aggressive.
Well, there you go. Exactly. All right, man, that music right there means this first hour has come and gone. It has gone extremely fast. Next hour, we're going to be talking with our good friend Mitch McConnell. Here you go. There you go.
That's it right there.
That's what it is today, is anticipation. Does he do it? Or does he blow it?
Yeah,
all right,
boy,
there's the question. It's
setting.
Either a yes or no, man. I'm telling you. Carly Simon. Man, that goes back a long
time ago.
I'm telling you the truth. All right. Hey, wraps up the first hour. Don't go anywhere. We've got another full hour of golf talk. And, yes, we're going to talk some football as well. As Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show continues, we roll on right here on the Golf Broadcast Network.
Here are the wind-up of the hips and body, the extension of the left arm, and the cock of the wrist, indicated by the angle between the left arm and the shaft of the club.
Oh, my goodness. In your life have you seen anything like that?
This crowd has gone deadly silent. Cinderella story, out of nowhere, a former greenskeeper now about to become the Masters champion.
McConnell Buick GMC presents Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Randy Bergen and Danny Spivey.
As Meatloaf said, one out of two ain't bad. You got one out of two here. Danny not here. I'm Randy Bergen. Glad you're on board with us right here for another edition of Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show. Second hour coming straight at you as we talk golf first right here on the Golf Broadcast Network. We're broadcasting live from Timber Creek Golf Club in beautiful Daphne, Alabama. As mentioned, I am Randy Bergen, along hanging out with me, the owner, general manager. We call him the closer, the big guy, the mental caddy, the raging Cajun, all that stuff right there, Mr. Rob Bradley. Rob, first hour, man, it was fun to have Joe Young on with us from Volvic. And if you haven't played that golf ball, you need to take a look.
I'll tell you what, that was an exciting segment. Joe's a good friend of both yours and I, and a friend of the show, and is going to become more and more a friend of the show as we go forward. Volvic's a great golf ball. Give it a try. And I'm excited about the second hour.
It's going to be a lot of fun. At the bottom of the hour, we're going to go to our Jason Young State Farm Insurance guest line and talk with our good friend Mitch McConnell. We'll talk golf with him. We'll talk, yes, that's right, football. And we got to talk some automobiles, so we'll do that with him at the bottom of the hour. But a lot to get into in this hour, a lot of golf to give away, a lot of golf to talk about. As you all know, the PGA Tour comes to a close for 2018. Now, of course, they'll do the wraparound season, but you know who's leading. Big Tiger Woods is leading.
Oh,
three
is?
Under.
Tiger's winning?
I just heard.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're going to talk. Obviously, we're going to give you the leaderboard update in just a few moments, but we're going to talk a little bit about Tiger. The first hour, we gave some stats out. We'll go back through some of those stats as just incredibly crazy, some of these stats, all right?
We'll talk
about those.
Off the
Plus,
map.
We got to talk about the Ryder Cup. I want to get into that coming up, maybe in the next segment. We'll do that.
Yes.
Because it's right here upon us as well. Yes, we'll talk a little football. We've got it all for you right here on Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show. What
yes.
you got going on here at Timber Creek?
And thank you so much for that opportunity. I mentioned in the first segment we have a six-month trial membership. So if you're interested in that, give us a call at 251-621-9900.
Let me say, if you've not – listen to this, guys and gals. This trial membership is stupid.
It is
incredibly insane what you are doing. You have to call. You have to talk to Rob. You need to talk to the pro shop. What you are doing with this membership is crazy. It is
yeah.
I'm telling you, it's unheard of.
Yeah, and I hope it drives the market to come over and to experience Timber Creek Golf Club. We have a lot to offer with our 27 holes, and we have the best practice facility in the area, and we have three distinct nines, and we're going to give you unlimited greens fees, cart fees, and range balls, and we're going to waive the initiation fee, and it's only $200 a month, Randy. So
all that you want.
All you want, brother. So
every day.
You play three times, the other 27 days are on us. So, hey, come on out and play some golf, brother. And hey, we're doing a monthly dinner now, and we'd like you to come out and give us a try. The phone number is 251-621-8641, 621-8641. Our theme for this month is going to be an Italian night, and we are going to have Supa Toscana. And we're going to have a classic Italian salad. The main entrees, veal parmesan, Tuscan shrimp linguine, grilled chicken saltabaca. I probably slaughtered that, but that's okay. Tiramisu and or gelato for desserts.
Wow.
And it's going to be really good.
When is that?
That is going to be September the 28th. And it's a Friday evening. Yeah.
Is that this Friday?
That's this Friday, brother. Yeah. So, hey, come on out. I know sometimes it gets a little stale. You know, where are we going to eat tonight? We want looking for something different. Well, we're offering something different. Come on over to Timber Creek Golf Club. And
do you need a reservation?
Yes, please. Please do call for a reservation, 621-8641. And, hey, the general public out there, you can come eat breakfast and lunch here. You do not have to be a member.
It's open to the
public. Yeah, you don't have to be a member. Come on in. We have great breakfast and lunch as well. So thanks, Randy.
It is time for your leaderboard update brought to you by Ping. Play your best and by Lake Forest Yacht and Country Club in Daphne. Experience the difference.
Well, the fourth of four events of the Web.com Tour Finals, the Web.com Tour Championship, will finish up today at Atlantic Beach Country Club. That is in, well, Atlantic Beach, Florida. Austria's Sepp Straka leads by one at 18-under. American's Lucas Glover and Denny McCarthy, along with Australian Curtis Luck, well, they are just one shot back at 17-under. The Euro Tour just wrapped up the 12th edition of the Portugal Masters. The winner, he's from England. They call him an Englishman. Tom Lewis, he wins at 22-under. The PGA Tour Champions, I guess they call that the PGA Champions Tour, is in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, where for the Sanford International, where Brant Jobe and Steve Stricker lead by one at 10-under. And on the PGA Tour, they wrap up the 2018 season of the Tour Championship right there at East Lake in Atlanta, Georgia, where Mr. you got him, number one. Well, we know he was former number one, Eldrick Taunt. Did you know that was his middle name was Taunt?
No.
Eldrick Taunt Woods. You know him as Tiger.
I didn't know that.
He's at 12-under. He has a three-shot lead over Northern Ireland's Roy McIlroy and England's, well, he happens to be the number one golfer in the world right now, Justin Rose. They sit at 9-under. Congratulations to Wu Shan, wins on the Euro Tour last week. Samu Bay on the Web.com Tour. And Angela Stanford wins the LPGA Major, the Evian Championship. So now you're officially up to date on what's happening in the world of golf. That's your leaderboard update brought to you by Ping. Play your best and by Lake Forest Yacht and Country Club. We've got time real quick for our... No, you know what? Let's save it. We always give a rule of the week.
Yes.
All right? And I think this is one you've been going right down and doing a great job on these rules. And we know, guys and gals, that golf can be complicated. And where do I drop? Where do I spot? What do I do here? You know, and you're playing with three other players. Well, they all have a different version of what you need to be doing.
Yes.
And that's what we're trying to do, is kind of trying to help you out with these. So set us up. We got about 35 seconds. Set us up with what this rule is going to be talking about.
Yes. Well, we've been talking about the new rules of golf and the changes that are coming about. And we want to make sure that our audience is educated and prepared. So we're going to talk about, can you repair a ball mark? Can you repair a spike mark? What's going to happen in the future?
What is going to happen? Great question. We'll answer that for you when we come back. Plus, hey, why don't you do this? Go ahead, get your phone, put it in your hand. Dial 251-343-0106. 251-343-0106. Why, you ask? I'm going to tell you. I'm fixing to give away, in just a few moments, a package of golf Yeah, yeah, I am, Rob. I'm going to give a package of golf away.
He's got his Santa Claus hat on. I see it.
It's coming your way, all right? Yeah. So we're going to do a little combo.
That's exciting.
So get ready for this. So I'm not going to tell you. I'm just going to say it's a package.
Okay.
All right?
All right. I'm waiting, too.
So there you go. There you go. Hey, the Ryder Cup begins in Paris. I'm excited about what's going to happen in this Ryder Cup. The teams, I love the way the teams are. I love, you can already see, and they've already got some of the pairings. We'll talk about those coming up here in just a little bit, too. But Captain Furyk, Captain Bourne, Bjorn, they got themselves in a pretty good situation.
And really should do. Be a ton. I like our firepower.
I do. Yeah. I mean, you know, Tony Finau being on there, I think gives that
great
extra
pick.
Distance. And you got to think he and Phil are going to be together with Tiger and Ricky. And although Ricky's kind of disappointed me a little bit in this championship. Remember, Thursday, he and Tiger had the lead. And
yes.
Now for Ricky, he has just kind of fallen. He's down there.
He's going to have to step it up because often the momentum that you carry forward from the events going into the event prior is carried forward. Ricky's
Out of 30 players right now, Ricky's 18.
Yeah.
Okay. So he goes 65, 72, 73. All right. Hey, let's take a quick timeout. Remember, 251-343-0106. Golf package coming up next. You got it tuned right here to Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show. Yes, there is. There's going to be winnings coming up in just a few moments right here on the Golf Broadcast Network. Randy Bergen along with Rob Bradley, owner and general manager at Timber Creek, where we're broadcasting from today. Hey, by the way, if you've not made plans to get out here and play Timber Creek, you should. You should. The golf course is in great shape. The greens are rolling good. Fairways are plush. The rough a little thick. So
that's
exactly
right.
What you want.
Fairways,
that's
baby.
Right. Keep it in the fairways.
Southern fairways.
That's right. There you go. Hey, look, we talk about the Ryder Cup coming up. Of course, Jim Furyk, the captain, his vice captain, David Duvall, Zach Johnson, Steve Stricker, who's playing well and may get a win today on the PGA Champions Tour. Davis Lowe, the third vice captain, and Matt Kuchar, a vice captain. I think it's a great pick all the way around.
Yes.
Whenever you look at the team, there's going to be some neat pairings. All right, we know the captain's pick was Bryson DeChambeau along with Phil Mickelson, Tony Finau, and of course Tiger Woods. The guys that have made the team were Ricky Fowler, Dustin Johnson, Webb Simpson, Patrick Reed, Bubba Watson, Justin Thompson, Jordan Spieth, and Brooks Koepka. All right, now saying all that and saying it that fast, let's look at some of the pairings that are going to happen. All right, and give me your thoughts on what you think. Tiger Woods and Bryson DeChambeau.
Well, I'll tell you what, that's about as strong a pairing as you could possibly get in the world of golf right now, with DeChambeau having, what, two wins? And then Tiger, it looks like he's going to have a win today. If they carry that momentum going forward, I think they'll be unstoppable.
DeChambeau right now, out of 30 players, he's a T23, not doing too well, plus three on the tour championship. All right.
Yes.
Let's see if he can kind of correct that today as he gets ready to go over to Paris.
Right.
All right. The other one. How about this one? This is going to be a strong one. These guys are big buddies. They are strong. They are long. Brooks Koepka and Dustin Johnson.
Oh, my gosh. Again, this is like the who's who of golf and the chemistry there. That should add to the Ryder Cup is really about chemistry. If you look at it, the captains are going to be real, real, real sensitive to the fact of the pairings of who they're going to pair together. Do they feed off of each other? And then does that momentum carry forward? I think that's exactly what's going to happen in that group.
Well, I see, and I agree. And if you go back and you look at the official world golf rankings, Brooks Koepka is two. Dustin Johnson is three.
Oh, my gosh.
And they're big buddies, and they have power. That'll be a fun one to watch. When you go to the Euro Tour, and I think the Euro Tour has got a very strong team. And if you're not familiar with the Euro Tour, of course, the captain is Thomas Bjorn. He's got Luke Donald, Padraig Harrington, Lee Westwood, Graham McDowell, and Robert Carlson as the vice captains, if you will. But
yep.
his picks were Paul Casey, Henrik Stenson, Ian Poulter, who I think you have to put in there.
Yep.
And the Spaniard, Sergio Garcia. All right. Look at the rest of the team. Tommy Fleetwood, Rory McIlroy, Francesco Molinari, John Rahm, Alex Norton, Justin Rose. He's number one in the world right now. Terrell Hatton and Thorborn Olsen. This is a very strong team as well.
Makes you want to crawl under the bed and not go out. Well, when you look at that, those names.
Look at this pairing right here. For the Euro, Henrik Stenson and Justin Rose.
Okay.
I mean, I think you have finesse with power.
Yeah. Oh, what a great combination. Absolutely. Yeah. That's the ultimate combination. And I can't wait to see the venue itself, to see how it's playing.
Yeah.
Because that's going to determine a lot of it, too, is that they're the individual's games versus the golf course. Is it going to be a power course? Is it going to be a finesse course? You know, what's going to happen there?
Well, here's another pairing for the U.S., Jordan Spieth and Patrick Reed. See, I like that. Those guys are their buddies. Patrick Reed has got that. He is just, man, he does not want to stop. He is a fighter.
Yeah.
He's a fighter, whether you like him or not. The cat wants to win.
And Jordan's kind of not had the best playing lately, right?
Maybe he needs somebody like Patrick Reed.
Right. So okay. I'm kind of feeling like Jordan's going to rise to the occasion. This is going to snap him out of his little quandrum that he's been in, and I think he's going to rise to the occasion.
We mentioned it a few moments ago, Phil Mickelson with Tony Finau.
Wow. I mean,
I like it.
Phil Mickelson, is he phenomenal? I mean, he's age-defying. When he's going to be – I think he's got such a presence that he's going to – I know that these guys are the greatest in the world, so when I use this intimidation factor, I really believe that Tiger or Phil have a little bit of an intimidation factor.
Well, they do. And, I mean, like Finau said, he said any one of the 11 guys he'd love to play with, Phil included. I think he's obviously shown us he shines at the biggest moments, especially at the Ryder Cup. To have the opportunity to play with him would be extremely cool for me. And to be on a team with Tiger and Phil is really cool for me. That's Tony Finau.
So. Yeah.
All right, go back to the Euro Tour. Rory McIlroy and John Rahm.
Oh,
wow.
My gosh. Yeah.
Wow.
Rahm's been playing so good the last couple of years that, I mean, he's really one of the elites in the whole world as far as his quality, his game. And Rory McIlroy, he's paired up today with Tiger Woods. It looks how good he's playing right now.
Very well. That's going to be a fun finish. And we'll talk more about the championship here in just a second. But Justin Thomas, Ricky Fowler will be another pairing. Let's see. Bubba Watson and Webb Simpson.
Oh, my gosh.
That'll be interesting to see. So
I want to see Bubba in that stage.
Yeah, I do. I want to see him play well.
I want to see him play well.
He needs to play well. And if things don't go quite as well as he would like, don't get too emotional about
it.
Let's find what the grind is, and let's figure out how to get something going in the right direction. But it should be a ton of fun. I'm really excited about seeing this Ryder Cup. It'll
and
be one of the best
what,
ones I think we've had.
You've
in a
been
long
watching
time.
The Golf Channel lead up to the Ryder Cup. How exciting is that to watch the past Ryder Cups?
Oh my gosh,
it gets your juices going, doesn't it?
It really, really does. They've got a special going on. I think the five: Nick Faldo, Ian Woosnan, Savvy Ballesteros, Bernard Langer. Who's the fifth that I'm thinking of?
Fake crunch?
No.
On our side.
No.
Yeah.
It's, oh, my goodness.
It's all right. We'll get back to
yeah,
it.
Yeah, we'll have to get back to it. But
yep.
They're having a special on them. I think that starts tomorrow night at 9 o'clock.
Okay.
But it's real the Fab Five, basically,
look forward
is what
to that.
It is. All right, whenever we look at the Tour Championship, Tiger Woods, of course, leads right now 12-under. They'll tee off at about 1:05 our time with Rory McIlroy. Will be a fun pairing there. I think you'll see a lot of some outstanding shots will happen in that final
they
grouping
live for this.
There. Yep. Here's going to be a good one. Justin Rose and John Rahm, they go off at, excuse me, Justin Rose will be playing with Kyle Stanley. Those guys go off at 1:55, which is 12:55 our time. John Rahm will play with Paul Casey. Speaking of which, Paul Casey's look-alike. Mitch McConnell's going to be on in just a few minutes. So those guys. But you look at this all the way down. I think that we know, and if you're just tuning in to us, that we talked a little bit about Justin Rose and how it's going to finish for him. All right, Justin Rhodes, it looks like he's going to get, he's a projected winner of the $10 million bonus, but Woods could still win it if he wins the Tour Championship and Rose finishes in a three-way tie for fifth or worse. He needs also needs Bryson DeChambeau, currently T21, to finish in a two-way tie for 15th or worse, and Tony Finau, who is T6, to finish in a two-way tie for third or worse. So there are some scenarios, however you want to say it, that would allow Tiger to not only win the championship, but to also win his third Tour Championship, the FedEx Cup, like he needs the $10 million.
Well, I was just going to say, though, I'll tell you what, even for guys that are as wealthy as they are, $10 million is not something to sneeze at. You know what I mean? So I think they're going to be out there battling it out, and it's going to be interesting because it's exciting in the scenarios that you had just painted out that I think it's very feasible for Tiger to win.
Yeah, I think he's going to do it. I really do. Hey, look, let's do this right here. Let's go ahead and give away. All right, it's a big package. It is a big package. It's a five-pack to Glen Lakes. That's going to get four of you golfing buddies out there. We'll take care of the green fee. You pick up the cart. Plus, we're going to give away two green fees right here to Timber Creek. All right, now that whole thing right there, that's about a $200, $225 value. We'll take the fifth phone call at 251-343-0106, 251-343-0106. If you're not dialing in on that one, you ain't want to play golf.
That's a good package.
That's pretty good. Talk about the course conditions out here.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. We're excited here at Timber Creek right now. We feel like our customer base is saying that this is the best condition they can remember the golf course being in, and that is that the greens are all healthy. They're all rolling well. Fairways are immaculate. The tee boxes are wonderful. And, again, we have 27 holes of just wonderful golf. So we think we have nine different options of course layouts that you can enjoy.
It is really nice. It is really nice. You need to get out here and check it out for sure. If you've not played out here at Timber Creek lately, get out here and play. The guys do a wonderful job. The course is in great shape. Greens running extremely, extremely good. Hey, want to remind you, the GCGA Tour Championship, our championship, is next, October 21st at Rock Creek. And then we'll shut it down. We'll crank it back up. A lot of things are going to happen next year. Oh, my goodness. We are excited about the GCGA Tour next year. Going to be big. A lot of neat things. Check it out, GCGATour.com. If you want to come play with us, you can do that. You can do it on October the 21st. We'll go to Rock Creek and play. All right? So
something,
check it out, GCGATour.com. All right. Hey, don't go anywhere. When we come back, we're going to visit with Mitch McConnell. We're going to talk golf. We're going to talk football. We're going to talk automobiles. It all happens right here, exclusively on the Golf Broadcast Network. Welcome back to Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show right here on the Golf Broadcast Network. Randy Bergen along with Mr. Rob Bradley, owner and general manager right here at Timber Creek, where we're broadcasting live from today. Hanging out with us, Dan is out for an unlimited amount of time. We don't know, 2 or 3 weeks, I guess.
Yeah, so it's like a traveling sighting. If anybody sees him, let us know.
Exactly. That's right. Hey, let me say congratulations to Valerie Mason of Mobile. Valerie, you hit the jackpot. You got a five-pack to Glen Lakes. That means you and four of your golfing buddies, you're going to get to go over there and play. We're going to take care of the green fee for you. All you have to do is pick up the cart. And right here at Timber Creek, the same thing. Two green fees.
Yes.
Here at Timber Creek. So
congratulations.
You're going to really, really, really enjoy it. Hey, right now, time to go to our Jason Young State Farm Insurance guest line. Welcome him in, the one and only Mitch McConnell. Mitch, how you doing, my friend?
Man, Randy, I am doing awesome, buddy. Who all you got on the show today? Because I'm just now getting in range.
Yeah, I know you've been up in T-Town. I was up there yesterday, and, hey, I got to tell you, it was after the rain finally ceased, it got steamy. Now, you were in the suites, I know, but for us lay people, we were out there in the sun, man. It was hot.
No, actually, I was sitting out in G section in the heat with everybody else, and I did look at those players for A&M and Alabama and think myself, this is a whole lot harder sport than golf physically, isn't it? Those guys had to get worn out by that second half, man. It was hot. Hot.
It was. Hey, I want to talk some football with you in just a few moments, but right now we got to talk some golf, and we're going to do that as the 2018 PGA Tour comes to an end for the at least the 2018 season. They'll do the wraparound, as we know, the Tour Championship going on at East Lake right now in Atlanta, Georgia. One, Eldrick Tont Wood, you know him as Tiger, leads at 12 under right now, 3-shot lead over Roy McIlroy and Justin Rose. Give me your thought on Tiger. Now, we know it's been since 2013 since he has won. Tons of stats. I've been reading off stats for the whole show. But
well,
what does he have to do to win today?
If you got a pulse and you love sports, much less golf, I think you need to be watching the TV this afternoon, right?
Ain't no doubt.
I mean,
ain't no doubt.
Talking about made-for-TV kind of drama right here. But in my opinion, here's what it boils down to. I've gotten to play East Lake three times myself. That is a hard golf course. You look at what it's doing to Phil Mickelson. I think he's, what, 15 over?
To me, it's
going to be the most interesting round of golf I've probably watched in a couple years, maybe five years, just to see if Tiger can shoot par or better, guys. Because I really think, certainly, you got two guys, Justin Rose and that other guy I've never heard of, Roy McIlroy. You know, how about that? Two guys within three shots. I can't wait to watch it. And I honestly have a feeling the Tiger is going to play some good golf, and I think if he can keep the double bogeys off the scorecard, he'll shoot 1, 2, 3 under and either win it outright or get into the playoff, guys. I'm pumped. This is as good as it gets.
You'll see, and I agree with you completely, and you're right. Phil Mickelson right now, 15 over. He finishes out. I'm sorry. He's still got today's round. He ain't gone off yet. 15 over, 73, 72, 76. I could have played golf with him, okay?
Yep.
But
yeah.
You're right. I believe that this will be one of the most exciting finishes in Tour Championship history, because you do have Roy McIlroy has got the he's got the firepower, and you look at number one, Justin Rose. Those guys that you mentioned, only three strokes back of Tiger. They can certainly go in and do this.
A little bit of Irish accent and say three shots back.
you know what?
Justin Rose, number one in the world. What more can you ask for? I mean, Roy McIlroy is the heir apparent. If we're not to the throne of Tiger Woods, and that's been the worldwide opinion for, what, the last 7, 8 years. So, to me, guys, the last time I played there was about 5 years ago. I was actually playing well at that time, and I was 2 under par through 8 holes. I said, this is an easy golf course, playing some tees further up. So I hit one ball in the rough on 9, and then I started, you know, wishing I hadn't said it was easy. That golf course, if you don't drive it in the fairway, is brutal. I'm right now picking my lookalike Paul Casey to make a run, but I think the most interesting thing is who will win the FedEx Cup if Tiger, the other most interesting thing, if Tiger wins this tournament today. So, you know, it looks like Justin Rose, but very interesting.
Let me I can give you the scenario on that real quick, all right? It looks like Justin Rose is the projected winner of the $10 million. However, Woods can still win the Cup if he wins the Tour Championship, and Rose finishes in a three-way tie for fifth or worse. He also needs Bryson DeChambeau, who is currently 21st, to finish in a two-way tie for 15th or worse, and Tony Finau, who is a T6 right now, to finish in a two-way tie for third or worse. If that happens, Tiger Woods will get his third FedEx Cup and the Tour Championship.
Okay, is anybody out there listening and going blind just listening to what Randy said? I think it's fun. You know, that to me is what it's all about. It's kind of like back in the old BCS days, and now speaking of football with this committee, a million different things that could happen. And isn't that what you want if you're a golf fan, is tune in to see if Tiger can make what some people are calling, like Mark Wolfing, maybe the most significant comeback in sports history. If Tiger can win this in arguably one of the better fields of the year with all the best players out there in the top form, I'm pumped to watch it, man. I cannot wait.
We're visiting with Mitch McConnell of McConnell Automotive, talking a little golf, going to talk a little football in a moment, and talk a little automobiles. Rob?
Hey, Mitch, how you doing, buddy? I was just wondering,
Rob,
what's your thoughts on
to you, buddy.
Oh, as always, my friend, as always. Just transitioning a little bit over to the Ryder Cup, what's your thoughts now that we know what the teams are and the pairings and we know the venue, we know everything now, but what do you think ultimately is going to decide the Ryder Cup this year?
Well, I really love what we did, you know, 2 years ago with team chemistry, Rob, and so when you look at, speaking of college football and home field advantage, it usually means a lot. So when you look at these teams, I don't know that I've seen a more exciting, evenly matched group of players, and you would have to give the edge, I guess, on paper to the U.S. for the team, and then you got the home field advantage, and what they always had, Europe, always had, is that camaraderie. And I think we might have just figured out that magical equation, Rob, and I really feel like we're going to go over there, and what it's going to feel like is an upset. But I'm pulling for America, and I like the captain's picks. I love Tony Finau in there, and I also love, of course, Tiger. And even though Phil's struggling today, I think he's a great pick. And how could you not pick Bryson DeChambeau, won two FedEx tournaments in a row? So I actually love Europe's picks, especially Paul Casey. But I even think Sergio was a real gutsy pick. And this is the best Ryder Cup lead-in that I've ever seen. And I'm glad we're playing them over there since we've got the team we do.
Yeah, so I couldn't agree with you any more than that, Mitch. That's absolutely right. Visiting with Mitch McConnell. Mitch, let's talk real quick. Let's turn and talk a little football. Of course, we were both out, along with a bunch of our friends, in Tuscaloosa yesterday as Alabama defeated number 22, Texas A&M, 45-23, the final in that. Tua was 22 of 30, 387 yards, and a mere four TDs. I mean, the cat is about as good as you can get.
He is. I'm just wondering if he can putt, Randy, because I kind of saw our punter, Skylar DeLong.
Oh, my gosh.
A couple. But at the end of the day, yes. I think what you're looking at in college football is certainly Alabama has a dynasty, and we always wondered, as great as A.J. McCarron was and still is in the NFL, and certainly I'm close with Jake Coker, and I think he's one of the great all-time quarterbacks. If you had a do-it-all mobile quarterback who could throw it that well and accurately and see the field and have those instincts, what could Alabama be? And, you know, I don't know. Maybe the defense isn't quite up to the Saban standard, but it sure is fun to watch a different brand of Alabama football.
Well, it is. It is. Let's turn real quick, go to the other side of the state. Auburn defeats Arkansas 34-3 yesterday. Auburn certainly needed a good victory there, 1-1 now in the SEC. Arkansas. Struggling. And listen, if you're a Hog fan, God bless you. You're going to go through a tough year. This is going to be a tough one for you.
Well, you know, sometimes you've got to be careful what you wish for when you fire a pretty good coach, and you maybe kind of look foolish after, you know, maybe a season. But I would say that what I thought was most interesting yesterday about the Auburn game, Randy and Rob, was just the lack of yardage out of the Auburn Tigers. They had a 31-point win, but 220-some yards offense was kind of shocking, you know. So I think the offensive line, I think Stidham is the real deal. But you just got to kind of look at that O-line with the running game for Auburn to see, you know, they theoretically are still right smack dab in the middle of the playoff picture if they can get their offense going. So I think Auburn's still up there, guys, but it shocked me to see the lack of offense yesterday.
Well, I'll tell you what, I couldn't agree with you more, Mitch, and as an Auburn fan, I'm disappointed in our inability once we're in the red zone to convert, and this is something that plagued us the last couple of years, not enabling us to be able to get into the elite, and I hope they can turn it around. If not, we're going to have a long season against the real quality ball clubs.
And could, but I think you're going to be okay with that. Hey, real quick, I want to mention one other game for you, and we got to talk some automobiles before we're out of this segment. Kentucky defeats number 14 Mississippi State 28-7. Did you see that happening?
Hey, man, I did not, but Kentucky is legit. I just was shocked that Mississippi State laid down like they did. I guess they need more cowbell. But, you know, as good as Kentucky may be,
wow.
Golly, guys, I just didn't see Mississippi State going out there and, you know, hate to use the pun, but lay an egg. But I do think it's exciting that the East may have a rival for Georgia. And, quite frankly, I'm just excited to watch this entire SEC because we've got quarterbacks coming out of our ears right now, and Stidham is one of those guys, in my opinion, Rob, but you've got the best quarterback play and talent in the SEC that I've ever seen, and that Kentucky guy, man, he is no joke.
Yeah, you're talking about Benny Snell Jr., and he is good. Four touchdowns yesterday. All right, 60 seconds. Tell us what's happening at McConnell Automotive in Mobile.
Well, it's real simple, guys. We kind of got ourselves in a bind, and what we always try to do with customers more than most of our competitors, I want to say it nicely, is just we're transparent. So if you go to our website and Google McConnell Automotive, you're going to find these deals. But the long and short of it is we have a Yukon sale that we've never had. 58 of these things are in stock, 18 models, guys. So I got an issue, which is I have to get rid of them because 19s are coming. So we're doing supplier price. We're giving away anybody that listens to this radio show and says they heard it on this show, giving you a free Yeti cooler or a $500 gas card if you buy a Yukon before the end of September. So that's kind of what we're excited about, is just blow out prices, kind of used vehicle prices on brand new Yukons, guys. And we're doing it now until the end of the month.
Wow, good stuff. Good stuff right there. You can always check out McConnell at McConnellAutomotive.com. Mitch, be careful when you travel back, and always good to talk with you. We'll hit you up next week, my friend.
If you love or hate Tiger, you got to tune in. This is good stuff, boys. I enjoyed the show. Rob, I'll see you soon. Randy, you too.
All right, buddy. See you later.
Take care, Mitch.
Mitch McConnell, McConnell Automotive. Check him out at McConnellAutomotive.com. Always interesting. Talking with Mitch, no doubt. Hey, this first hour, I mean, this is the second hour.
It's the second hour, brother.
Yeah, wow.
It goes fast.
It's come and gone. It really has. So we're going to put the wraps on.
Not like some of my dates I've had in the past, you know, they drug out a little bit, you know. Whoa.
Hey, wow.
Little Rodney
Dangerfield. Yeah, a little Rodney. Get no respect. No respect.
No respect.
All right, hey, look, we'll wrap up this edition of Southern Fairways Golf right after this. Don't touch that dial. Maybe we'll give a little more golf.
Oh,
don't
my
go anywhere.
Gosh.
Yes, sir. And we certainly welcome you back to Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show right here on the Golf Broadcast Network. I am Randy Bergen, along with my good pal, Mr. Rob Bradley, hanging out here at Timber Creek, getting set for the Tour Championship. Of course, there's guys out on the course right now. You heard Mitch talk about Phil Mickelson, bless his heart, plus four through 10 holes today. He's plus 15 on the tournament. Patrick Reed, even on the day, plus eight on the tournament. Bubba Watson. He's through nine holes. He's plus one on the day, plus six. He's 28th out of 30. They're just getting warmed up.
Yeah,
that's all they're doing for
the. Yeah, don't get nervous.
That's all they're doing.
It's all good.
They're getting ready for the Ryder
Cup.
Yeah, that's it. But I'm going to tell you what. Talking about some low scores now. The right now, it looks like two under is the lowest that we're seeing. That would be Francesco Molinari through eight holes. He's two under on the day, plus two. On the tournament, and Keegan Bradley. All right, Keegan through nine holes is minus two. He's plus three on the tournament. So
he's been playing.
Maybe
well.
maybe there's that low score. Tiger can maintain.
I'm thinking 67.
Tiger's got to shoot. Here's the deal. They got to shoot. You look at Rory McIlroy and Justin Rose. Those guys got to shoot a 63 or 64.
Yeah, to catch you. Yeah.
So we'll see what happens. Look, you know, I've never really been a big Tiger fan outside of the arena of golf.
Yes.
But I am pulling for Tiger today for a lot of reasons. What Tiger's the needle in golf.
He is.
And, you know, when he's playing, people are playing.
Yeah, we need
and
him
people
for the
are
game.
Buying stuff. All right?
That's right.
And so, yeah, you need him for the game.
We really do. I think, and I've said it several times on the show, I had a friend of mine that was a buyer for the PGA Championship. And they educated me on the fact that when Tiger books, they double the orders. I mean, it's that powerful. It doubles the orders of sales. And golf is at a point where we're starting to bump up a little bit. We're seeing a little bit of increased play. But the timing would be perfect. I think we'd get over the hump, and we could have a really good year next year.
Well, I do, too. I do, too. And it'll be interesting to see. I'm ready to get home and watch
it. Yeah, me too.
By the time I get home, they'll be teeing off or maybe just finishing up the first hole.
Yes.
So
Sunday nap today for me.
No. I think he
it's too exciting.
I think he and Rory are going to have fun today. It should be very competitive. I'm anxious to see how he handles it in between the years. I think it's going to be interesting. real quick, we talk about rules. We give you a rule of the week, and we kind of teased it a little earlier. What's our rule of the week?
Yeah, right now, as our listening audience is well aware of it, we're changing the rules of Golf USGA and the Rowan Ancient, and we're on to the third rule in order. And currently, you can only repair ball marks on the green or old hold plugs. Okay, so that's very limiting. Now, under the new rules of golf, you can repair almost any damage on the putting green, including spike marks. That's the key thing, including spike marks and animal damage. You cannot repair natural imperfections. So forever, if there was a spike mark in your way, you had to live with it, Randy.
But let me ask you. All right, let's be for real.
Yeah.
We're playing out here at Timber Creek, and I'm playing with my buddies. You think I'm saying, oh, you can't fix that?
True.
But now on the PGA Tour, I get that.
Yeah.
In competitive golf, no, you can't. But out here playing your buddies, we did.
You
fix it if you want to.
You fixed it, yeah. Well, see, when we got into, as PGA club professionals, when we got into our more notable golf tournaments, say like our match play championship for the year or our club championship for the year, all of a sudden people had to make the conversion from their everyday game going into an actual golf event. And often they forget that they were playing their weekly game and they tap down a spike mark.
Yeah.
And next thing you know, the guy that's vying for the club championship points it out.
Yep.
Okay. Well, the good news is this. You're not going to have to worry about it after January. If you pop down a little spike mark, it's legal.
There you go.
Yep.
There you go. All right. Well, good stuff right there. All right. Before we get out of here, tell us again what you got going on here at Timber Creek.
Well, thank you so much for that opportunity. Hey, remember on Wednesday nights, if you're looking for a little nine-hole game, we have a nine-hole game every Wednesday night that starts at between 5 and 5:30, and it's only $22, which is a cart fee, and we give you a little beverage on us. So please come on out on Wednesday nights, and remember, September 28th, we're going to have our
That's this Friday night.
This Friday night. We're going to have our Italian night, and we'd love you to come on out and experience Timber Creek at night. And it's 621-8641. And then I think you said this was a stupid deal, which is awesome, which
yeah,
is a very
stupid.
Positive this connotation in this venue. And that is that we have a membership drive that's going to end in the month of September. 6-month trial membership, unlimited greens fee, unlimited cart fees, unlimited range balls, initiation fee waived, only $200 a month, Randy.
Break that down. That down for the lay people. Me.
Yes.
Okay. That means that I can come play golf every day.
Yep.
All day. That's not going to cost me anything. I drive a cart.
Play three times. Okay?
Play three times.
And the other 27 days are on us.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
That's unbelievable, isn't it?
And plus you're going to give me range balls as well?
Oh, yeah. You get the range balls free.
And you're not going to charge me the initiation?
Not going to charge you initiation fee.
Wow.
And we think we're confident enough that when you experience that, you're going to want to transition to be a member.
Wow. Good stuff.
Yes.
Good stuff for sure. Hey, let's do this before we get out of here. I'm going to give away one more set of green fees. We're going to do that to, you ready for this one? Sheridan Bay Point over in Panama City.
I might sneak out of the room and die.
Yeah, here we go. Sheridan Bay Point, two green fees. We'll take the fourth phone call, 251-343-0106, 251-343-0106. Two green fees to Sheridan Bay Point. We're going to be over there on October the 7th, broadcasting live. So maybe you can join us because I think we're going to try to play. I don't know. It's going to be fun.
You guys need to get over there if you haven't been over there. It is a beautiful setting. Everything that you could possibly think of as far as music and restaurants and shopping and beach and
it
golf.
It is fabulous.
Yeah.
It is fabulous. And they've got, remember, they redid the tees or the greens on the Nicklaus course. Those are ready for your tasting, if you will.
Yes.
I'm gonna go be a part of that.
Good for you, Randy.
So it ought to be a ton of fun. Well, the big question of the day, can Tiger do it? And we're gonna find out here coming up in just a few moments as the guys are out on the golf course. They're all just about out. Let's see, they're all out there except Roy McIlroy and Tiger Woods.
Yes.
Okay. So
how exciting. This is the best.
Your prediction.
I'm going to go with Tiger Woods win by two.
Tiger wins by two.
Yes. And I think it's going to be great for the game of golf.
Let me tell you what I'm going to see.
Yeah.
I think that what we're going to see is Tiger's going to play well. But Roy McIlroy is going to play well.
What?
And we're going to go to a playoff. And those guys are going to go back out on 18. And Tiger chips it in. He will chip it in for the win.
Oh, my gosh.
How you like that?
This is exciting.
How you like that? And we got the Ryder Cup coming up. That's going to be fun. We'll talk about that next week. We'll be right back here next Sunday. And then following that, we're going to be in Panama City.
Yep.
Then we'll be down in Fairhope on the 14th down at Quail Creek with Jeff Marks in that game. They got the Lions tournament going on. We'll be down there doing that. Then on the 21st, we're over at Rock Creek for the GCGA Tour Championship. We'll wrap it up.
Sign up for that.
Over there. Go online. Check that out. GCGATour.com. Get registered. All right. It's the modified Stableford point system. So you're going to pull points based on your handicap. It is a ton of fun, and you'll definitely want to be a part of it next year as we get cranked up. We'll tell you more about that as we get into it. But for here, it is going to be a blast today watching this tour championship. I really don't get excited. You try to say, what gets you excited about watching golf?
It's Tiger.
Whether you like it or not.
It's a great time to be a golf fan.
Absolutely. Hey, Chris Nix from Daphne, congratulations. You get the two green fees over to Sheridan Bay Point. You're going to absolutely enjoy it over there. Rob, man, I hope you have a great week. Good luck on your dinner Friday night.
Yeah, thank you so much. Come on out Friday night and join us, and come and take advantage of this great membership deal. And, Randy, thank you so much for having me today.
Good stuff, as always. All right. I want to thank our producers, Tracy and Philip Bush. Thank you for tuning in to Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show, and congratulations to all of our winners. Thanks to all of our sponsors as well. Be sure to tell them thank you if you enjoy the show. All right, do we say it? Go Tigers? Go Tiger?
Oh,
maybe that's what you said.
How about that? That's pretty good.
All right, I'm Randy Bergen. Have a great day. We'll see you next week right here on Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show. Bye-bye, everybody.